Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting second. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The left fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Konieczny. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Doug Konieczny. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rogers, and towards Mackinnon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biedner hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Milt May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon catches it and throws to first to double up Watson. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Konieczny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konieczny bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to second. 1 out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Howard reaches second base with a double. Milburn scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rogers. Howard moves to third. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. 2 outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson strikes out. 1 out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. 1 out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Milburn reaches third base with a triple. Doug Konieczny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konieczny is 0 for 0 in the game. Konieczny hits a line drive towards the mound. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Doug Konieczny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konieczny is 0-for-1 in the game. Konieczny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner moves to third. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Biotner tags and scores. Two outs. It's Astros, 1, Expos, 1. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Milt May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foote moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Konieczny covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger bunts towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milbourne is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Milbourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros won, and the Expos won. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mackanin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Doug Konieczny. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gross is 0-for-4 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Sosa now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Watson moves to second. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger is walked intentionally. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Larry Milburn. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rob Andrews now playing second base. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Manguel is 0-for-4 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jorgensen bunts towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to second. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biotner is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manghul scores. Biotner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.